I watched a SpongeBob porno one time where it was real people. It wasn't a cartoon.
It was real people as
yeah. So this guy is sponged out, yellow and shit. There's Sandy Cheeks, she a bad bitch. And
of course.
She's like, Sandy has to go outside into the ocean. And it's pretty much like, well, I don't have any more air. I can't. And he was like, Sandy, you silly girl. I'm a sponge. I'm full of air. Just suck on me. And then they start fucking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And this dude stays in character the whole time. This dude comes. He's like, ah. It's crazy, dude.
Is it rule 34 of the internet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rule 34. Yeah, yeah.
Anything you can think of, there's a porn of it.
Yeah,
I tested that theory one time with Rick and Morty. I looked at Mr. Meeseeks porn.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Shit.
Hi, I'm Mr. Meeseeks.
When pulled up.
Come in my ass. No, let me come in my ass. Come in mine.
It was
my life is pain.
What in tarnation?
You gotta buy your tickets sooner, people.
Yes, buy them faster. So tomorrow night, I'm in Denver at the Denver Improv, which may also already be sold out. So come and see me on the road in California, because September 1st, I am in San Jose, California. September 3rd, I'm in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Improv. September 4th, I am in Ontario, California, September 5th, Irvine, and September 8th, San Diego at Mic Drop Comedy. So come see me on the road. Tickets at ajwilkerson.com. I have tickets on the East Coast all throughout the rest of the year, all through December. So go check out the website, ajwilkerson.com, and get your tickets to where your city now, because they will sell out by the time the show gets close. Dude, that's where we're on now. That's so go get those tickets at ajwilkerson.com. Also, you can get bonus footage of every episode of our podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/TardationNation.
No, those are, I love jokes that like cross lines for people. I love when you can get a groan and then make people laugh after.
Yeah.
I love that. I love tiptoeing down those lines.
And I don't, he was such a fucking, I don't know, he was like a badass as far as like comics went and what he would say on stage. Because at the end of, I think it's Fire in the Maternity Ward, it's when the Boston bombing happened. And he goes on this huge rant to where like anyone that's like, pray for marathon victims, pray for da-da-da. It's like the whole thing. She's like, all those people are just like, don't forget about me. I know something terrible happened today, but remember, I'm here too. Like, it's great. And that's like, I don't know, that made me think a lot. Like, even, and this is a pretty dark subject, but fucking happened in Nashville, you know, the Covenant shooting like 2 years ago.
Yeah, when everybody was like, oh, marked safe from the Covenant shooting.
Shit, yeah, shit like that. It's like, motherfucker, it's like, you work at the fucking glass plant. What do you, of course you're safe from the Covenant shooting. But it's like people would put these red ribbons on trees, especially in like the Belmead areas and stuff where it happened. And like, I get the sentiment. That's awesome. But like, some people still have them on there 2 years later. And it's like, dude, thank God they have them on there. Because if they didn't, I'd think they were cool with kids getting killed. I think that they want kids to die at school if they didn't have that ribbon on their fucking tree. It's just dumb as shit.
But also, here's the fucked up part, is I don't know why we started using ribbons to signify all of these things. Do you remember ribbons used to be awards?
Oh, yeah.
Right, like if you got first place at like the fair or
blue
whatever,
ribbon.
You got a blue ribbon.
Right,
a blue ribbon meant something.
It meant something. Yeah. It meant an award. A ribbon meant you did a good job.
Yeah.
So when people are putting ribbons on trees after
good.
A school shooting,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like that's like, hey, he did a good job.
Yeah,
that's fucked
oh,
up.
Oh shit, no, that is crazy.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
That is crazy.
The red ribbon also, means he got second place because he wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. You only get the blue ribbon.
You didn't
ribbon
break any records, yeah. bud.
Well, I think blue ribbon, you got to catch them all.
Well, I'm pretty sure he was technically a she as well. The one that did it, I'm pretty sure she. Wait, what? It was a trans dude. That did it.
I didn't know that.
No, it was a girl who transitioned into a guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that trans dude?
Right? Yeah, it's a trans dude.
Okay. I thought that would be a trans girl.
Nah. Sometimes I get it
trans,
confused.
If you're going to a girl, you're transforming to a girl.
Yes.
If you're going to a man, you're transforming to a man.
So trans man, right?
I don't think you're transforming. I think you're transitioning.
Well, some of them transform.
Autobots, roll out!
It's not far off, I don't think.
But, okay, so remember trans is short for transitioned. So a trans man is a transitioned man.
Yeah,
transitioned into a man.
I thought the gender came at, or maybe not gender, whatever they call it, sex. I thought the whatever the second label part is after is the OG.
No.
Right? So if I went to a woman, I would be a trans man.
No, you'd be a trans.
Because I went to a woman. I used to be a man, then I trans. I bet it's trans.
Yeah, if you transitioned, you'd be a trans woman.
It'd be cool if they were Transformers, man. I bet everybody...
That would be cool. If you could just flip it back
and forth. I bet nobody would have a problem if they were all Transformers.
It's more than meets the eye.
I bet they would...
Talking dicks.
Yeah. Could you imagine meeting someone in a bar and just being like, "Well, you're so cool. You just don't have the right equipment." And then you just hear like, "Wah wah wah wah," and they're like, "I do now."
Yeah. I was at a bar, and dude, cause it's crazy. Cause some of them, they look like chicks, dude. Like a scary amount.
They are women.
I get it. They are. But. I've been in bars before where I was like, dude, that really tall chick's hot as fuck. Yeah. And my buddy's like, I don't think so, partner. And then I just have to just rethink my whole life. I'm just like, what's going on out here?
Well, first of all,
women can be tall.
Don't tell my dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't tell him. Okay.
Clip it.
He's
That's funny.
He's getting older. He's sick. It might be the thing that does him in. Don't tell him.
No.
Yeah, women can be.
You heard it here first, Justin's dad.
Oh no, dude.
Mr. Wagner.
Mr.
Yeah, chicks can be tall. You're right about that.
Yeah, chicks can be tall.
But now they can also have penises. Some real tall ones.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Coincides.
And if you're not into that, that's cool too. I mean, you know. Right.
No, I think if you're not into it, you're homophobic is what it is.
I think if you're not okay with them existing or living their life, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, technically, if you're like, if you like women, right?
I do like.
So women. come down this path with me. If you like women, and this person identifies as a woman, to truly, you know, express your support and belief in what they're talking about, they would be a woman to you. So if you're not being attracted to them, kind of...
Okay, but they're biological women I'm not attracted to.
That's very true.
So I believe that you're a woman, but if the you're reason, still a woman I'm not attracted to.
If the reason is the fact that they may have not been originally a woman, is the reason why you're not attracted to them, then some would argue that that could be considered homophobic.
I love you painting me into this corner. I love it.
I'm just saying. I love it so much.
These
are talking points I've been researching.
And I'm not getting any paint on
dude,
my shoes
today.
He's
wearing a rainbow Bonnaroo shirt right now. Dude. You don't think he's an ally?
Totally an ally.
Just an ally.
I'm an ally.
And Australian.
I think it's weird to not be an ally.
I think it's weird to give a shit what anybody's doing, personally.
Yeah, that, I don't care.
I think that's very weird.
Which, dude, are you voting Democrat? Is that what's happening
right
now?
I don't vote.
Apparently, that's the whole platform this year, is like, Republicans are weird for caring about what people are doing with their bodies.
Oh, is that the thing?
That's their whole thing.
That I love, like, that.
I don't care what people do. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Turns out I am gonna get a little paint on my shoes. I don't care what people do.
A little paint.
But like, it's the outside influences on children that isn't fucking cool, dude. And I think that's, and we talked about it even in prison. They're like, dude, you don't fuck with the kids.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, if you just leave the kids alone, once they're of age, let them decide what they want to do. And that's awesome for them. But leave those, let them fucking play around. I thought I was a fucking going to go to the NBA when I was a kid. That's way more delusional than a boy that wants to be a girl, but they let me live it out. You know what I mean? No one was like, you're never going to make it. Just so leave the kids alone.
Is that, did you not just make the counterpoint to your point?
Yeah. I don't think so.
You said it was way more delusional that you would end up in the NBA than a boy would transition into a girl.
But they let you
do it anyway. They let pursue your dream.
Let them do it. But I didn't have outside forces saying like, blah, blah, blah. Like, let them take their path and do
it. Right. But when you say outside forces, what are outside forces making kids transition?
See, I don't want to get this much paint on my shoes.
Because when people say stuff like that, usually they're talking about like movies and television or stuff like that, and they're like, "Oh, they got there's a gay kid in a Disney show or something."
That's real life,
right? But exactly.
You have people like teachers, which like kids are supposed to respect and look up to, pushing them in directions like hormone blockers. That's a little crazy.
No, that is crazy.
That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, that is crazy.
At the home. Let them run. Let their brain fully develop. Because like I said, I thought I was going to be in the NBA. Delusion. I knew at a time that I wasn't going to be at the NBA. But if I would have progressed to a point to where I'm like, well, I'm real good at basketball. This is a shot. Then, yeah, maybe I'm going to make it. You know what I mean? So it's like the kids that are going to find it out are going to find it out because that's who they truly are.
Yeah,
they don't need anyone blocking like what nature's doing.
Yeah, I thought
we're introducing the idea.
Like straight, I thought I was born in the wrong body for most of my childhood.
Yeah,
because I was a tomboy, and I was like, I think I was supposed to be a dude.
Yeah,
but I kind of like grew up, and it's like, being a woman's badass.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm glad that I was born when I was born, and I didn't have maybe someone like, hey. Hormone blockers or whatever. I'm glad I am who
we're talking
I am.
Irreversible things that like you're asking a 7-year-old about, and that is nuts.
I just like playing in the mud and playing with cars.
Yeah, and there's
you wouldn't let a kid get a tattoo. You wouldn't let a kid vote in an election.
There's a reason they can't get fucked up until you're 21. But you can like be like, yeah, take my cock and balls.
I agree with you about like hormone blockers and things like that. I think there should be a certain age where certain things are, you know, up until here, these things are not options because you're not of a legal age to do these things.
Yeah.
But letting like, if a kid is like convinced that, you know, I want to transition to a woman at some point or whatever, a kid wants to go to middle school in a dress or dressed as a woman or as a girl, let them do it.
Boom. Yeah.
Let them figure their shit out.
Yeah. Let them
and
do
that's
them.
A home thing. Yeah. Like, that's going to happen at the home with your family. Like, I feel like with the people that love you the most. And I understand that some people don't have a supportive thing, like system at home, if they wanted to do that kind of stuff, which is very sad. But I love everyone and think everyone should be able to do whatever they want to do. But these kids don't know what's going on, man. Like, if you these kids would eat candy every day if they could. That's all they would eat was candy. And that's going to fuck them up in the long run.
I think we need to, like, I feel like humanity forgets that we're part of nature.
Yeah, and I eat a lot of candy,
And so when you look at nature, when you look at all the different species that exist in nature, there's, like, 300 species that exhibit transgenderism.
Yeah.
There's, like, 300 species that exist in nature that can transition genders.
They're turning on the frogs,
so when people, yeah, so when people
are like, transgender deer porn? That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, it's called Bambi.
I am curious, what animals?
It's, like, there's fish, lizards,
there are frogs,
a couple, some frogs that can do it.
Exactly.
In the stand up in my material, I've been talking about it. I use the clownfish as the example.
Yeah, Marlin the clown.
Finding Nemo.
Nemo tranny porn would be so sick, dude.
So you're stuck on. I think we've ignited a fire in Kyler.
Yeah.
New kink unlocked.
I think it rhymes with Ranny Roar.
Been unlocked for a long time.
But I talk about some of that kind of stuff, and like when we talk about what is nature, like that exists in nature, so to assume that it doesn't exist in humans or it's unnatural in humans is
Wild.
One of the things, like, I'm from a very small country town.
Same.
You know, so not the most progressive place in the world growing up. But I saw a documentary, and they were following these hummingbirds around. And there were hummingbirds who chose to have sex with other male hummingbirds. Mm-hmm. Like, there's plenty of chicks. The chicks are down. But they would choose. And it was the same ones. Like, and I was like, dude, people are fucking gay. That's fine. Like, it's literally thing, people, animal. Their people are just gay. It's just animals.
Animals are just gay. Animals are just gay.
It was hummingbirds.
I'm so hot for this. This
penguins, awesome. Penguins do that, too.
Mount no,
penguins.
They don't.
Yeah, they do. Hey, woman!
I will. There, no, they're
hard behind the scenes.
There are transgender and gay penguins.
Yeah.
Well, they do the whole thing. Like, they take care of the egg. They do the whole. Yeah. They don't believe in gender roles at all. Dude, no. Penguins are the most progressive motherfuckers. They're black and white. Dude, they're the most progressive motherfuckers in the world.
God's little biracial angels, dude.
Jesus Christ, dude. Just wanting to catch a wave every now and again. Surf's Up, dude. It's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
I love Shia LaBeouf, dude. I watched Fury the other night, and it reminded me how much I love Shia LaBeouf.
Dude, Shia LaBeouf is excellent. He's all, like, Shia LaBeouf is the, like, perfect example of when people talk about, like, a, what is it called? Like, a troubled artist.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's got demons, but he puts them demons to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Him and Fury is crazy.
Fury is crazy. Dude, there's a story about him on the set of Fury.
Fury's the one with the tanks. Okay,
dude,
yeah.
It's based on a true story, right?
Yeah. Based on a true story. Yeah. Also, this dope is a cool thing. Through, like, a VA program, when that movie first came out, they did a special Veterans Day early screening.
Yeah, I got to meet all veterans. Me and my platoon went to a theater and watched it.
Yeah, I went and saw it with a bunch of guys from the VA.
Shout out Mark. That's
and
my dad.
Then they were, like, interviewing vets afterwards, because, like, that movie gave, like, veterans, like, PTSD and shit.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah, it was.
Well, they all die in fucking 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Fucking sorry if I spoiled Fury. I think it came out in, like, 2008.
15 or something. But yeah.
Brad Pitt can do no wrong.
Well, but in that movie, Shia LaBeouf has, like, at a certain point, he gets, like, a cut on his face.
Yeah.
Like, as part of the story of the movie. But instead of using special effects,
he
literally cut his own face.
That's crazy.
And then in between takes, he would, like, rub it and, like, rub the scab off so it would be fresh for the tape.
Nuts guy. That's a nuts thing to do. That's Philip Seymour Hoffman shit.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, though. Like, putting your demons to work for your craft
is
like, I may have some shit wrong with me, but right now I'm in charge of it.
Dude, you know? That is badass. Fucking Even Stevens. Maybe the greatest, like, kids show of all time.
Holes?
Yes.
Classic.
Stanley Yelnats the third.
Classic. You know Stanley Yelnats is Stanley backwards?
It's Stanley Yelnats backwards. That's the whole point.
Stanley Yelnats backwards.
It's not Stanley.
Well, I'm saying the word Yelnats is Stanley backwards.
But then Stanley is Yelnats backwards.
If Stanley, you're saying the same thing.
It's an ambigram.
Is that what it's actually called?
Isn't that an ambigram where it's the same front and back? Or is it that the same where it's the same upside down? And
same.
I can't remember. One of them is front to back, and one of them is upside down and right
side down. Oh, you're talking about onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeias are they're sounds. They're like alliteration sounds. Like,
I think,
like,
onomatopoeia is that.
It's like eat
it's
earth.
It's that,
like,
blocker.
The sound of a bed.
It's the hormone blocker, right? I just got that onomatopoeia, so my beard's gonna fall off.
You got that?
I think so. Yeah.
It does
sound like some, like,
palindrome.
Onomatopoeia.
Palindrome
is forward and backwards.
Yes. That sounds like a war weapon.
Ambigram.
I'm about to say, dude.
Ambigram,
that sounds like a dangerous war weapon.
An ambigram is when a word says, like, one word right side up, and then when you flip it, it says a different word.
Wow and mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow and mom. Or, like,
quick.
When people would do, like, the...
Yeah. Well, it's that episode of SpongeBob where they ask Sandy, like, how tough are you to get into Salty's potato? And she rips the tattoo off, turns the mom into a wow. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Sandy was fucking dope.
Sandy ripped. Cool.
Sandy was dope.
Scientist squirrel underwater, strong as shit, karate.
Kind of bad.
She had that
song
that ripped.
Hey,
I wanna go home.
Texas girl. She's a Texas gal.
Yeah, a lot of people sang that song to me.
Dude, a Texas girl living out of her element.
Yeah. I love Sandy.
Everyone loves Sandy, dude. Yeah. I watched I watched a SpongeBob porno one time where it was real people. It wasn't a cartoon.
It was real people as,
yeah. As who? So this guy is sponged out, yellow and shit. There's Sandy Cheeks. She a bad bitch. And
of course.
She's like, Sandy has to go outside into the ocean. And it's pretty much like, well, I don't have any more air. I can't. And he was like, Sandy, you silly girl. I'm a sponge. I'm full of air. Just suck on me. And then they start fucking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And this dude stays in character the whole time. Is this there... dude comes. He's like, ah. It's crazy, dude.
Is it rule 34 of the internet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rule 34. Yeah, yeah.
Anything you can think of, there's a porn of it.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I tested that theory one time with Rick and Morty. I looked up Mr. Meeseeks porn.
Oh my gosh.
Shit.
Hi, I'm Mr. Meeseeks.
Went pulled up.
Was I know, come in my ass. No, let me come in my ass. Come in mine.
It was
my life is pain.
It was a dude in a blue morph suit with his cock cut out, but it didn't paint it blue. It
just
his penis. And then he had like a low really budget. Cheap, like Hot Topic Mr. Meeseeks mask on, like a plastic one just over his suit.
Yeah.
And while he was fucking, he was like all the different sounds. He was like, ooh wee. You know? Yeah.
What were you?
Hey, Mr. Meeseeks, look at me. Like he was just doing that the whole time.
What were you expecting? Like a Scorsese level production? Like an Irishman version of Mr. Meeseeks?
I don't know. I honestly was expecting.
Yeah.
I was honestly expecting like cartoon, yeah. But the first thing that blew his up brains was out in an elevator,
dude. Mr. Meeseeks works with The Departed because you literally do just shoot them in the head when they're done.
Yeah,
like it kind of everyone gets shot in the head in that fucking movie.
Such a good movie.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, guys. Yeah. The Departed.
This episode is just Justin ruins movies.
Yeah. The Departed and...
Spoiler alert.
Dude, that'd be a funny Justin podcast. Call it Spoiler Alert. Yeah. You're just talking about how movies Ooh. Suck dick. Like, this movie sucks.
That is a good one.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I found out our podcast right there. found it out.
Dude, what's funny is me and my girl... So, my girl Taryn is... She lives right down the street, and she's literally building her podcast studio in her garage. So she's starting a podcast, and we've been talking about putting together like a podcast network.
That'd be dope.
Let me see.
Where we just help people release a bunch of podcasts.
That'd be sick.
That would be awesome, dude.
Is that what she's building right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's sick.
And we're putting in her, in the back, there's that barn shed.
Yeah.
We're going to put another podcast in there. Another studio in there.
That one's sick because it has a loft above it.
Mm-hmm. Be like a little compound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also the loft will be cool because we were talking about in that, like making that a podcast studio, but also like for shooting like sketches and stuff like that. Like there'll be a little kitchenette. There will be like a couch, like little hangout spot upstairs, and then wardrobe for like costumes.
That's cool.
That's sick.
A place where you could actually like kind of build out something. Like a little, like little sets, like you said, a little kitchenette. Like you can do this here, you can do this there. It's pretty fucking next level.
Well, yeah. So just having like a production studio, even if we didn't film shit in the studio, even if we just like, yeah.
Is that a key fob vape?
What?
Dude,
that's crazy.
That is crazy. I saw one that was a pen, and it was like, watch out for your kids because they got pens in their pens.
Oh, yeah, it's the same company.
I believe that.
Dude, have you seen, they have one now that's like a Stanley, like a tumbler lid replacement. So you can have the your vape pin in the, like on your Stanley. And you're just like you're drinking out of the straw.
I'm fully convinced that if the people that have been trying to hide weed put their brains toward cancer, we'd be done with this whole mess. Because these motherfuckers are on top of shit.
Yeah. This literally
that looks like it goes to a Nissan Murano 08.
Yeah,
it does.
It's my car.
That's crazy.
Any of the 08 Nissans, dude.
That's crazy.
Any of the 08 Nissans.
I have an 06, so close enough.
You have an 06 Altima.
06 yeah. Altima, dude. Them motherfuckers get around.
Yeah, mine's dying. A slow, tragic death.
It's almost it's almost an antique. It's 2 years from 20 years old.
I wanted a Maxima for damn, so long. Crazy.
Quick maths.
The Maximas, starting from like 2016.
Yeah.
The Maximas are badass.
Oh, for sure.
They are. I've always
new car is real badass. Yeah. Have you noticed? Like, all the new cars are, like, state-of-the-art on the inside. They look good.
Dude, we were talking about this the other day. Those Kia Carnivals, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kia now has a minivan that has like an executive seating package. That's so the dope. Middle two seats are like zero gravity recliners with fold down tray tables. It's like
a Mercedes Sprinter and a Kia.
Yeah, yeah. They're literally crazy. Kia is targeting that car towards people who like work and travel on the road and shit like that, like Entourage kind of shit.
You guys ever, I remember we like, talked about that.
Kevin Durant in one of these, dude.
You guys ever hear a Carnival Kia in Antioch?
100% had a Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm. You remember that place? Okay, yeah. So there used to be a Kia dealership off Carnival the interstate called Kia. Carnival Kia that had a Ferris wheel in the front. And the guy was like local famous. He was like, "Don't you leave, do you see me?" Wow. And he'd have like posters of himself all over. And he ended up like, going to jail for like beating a hooker up or something. Oh my God.
So did the ShamWow guy.
Yeah, he like did or maybe he and his wife, he did some crazy shit. And then his whole life just.
Damn.
Before life, a while, man. Like people were like, "I got to meet the Carnival Kia guy."
You know, he had a
he'd have
he
like
had
little fairs.
He's like That's Nashville's crazy. Better Call Saul. He used to have a commercial and.
Oh yeah, man.
He was the guy, dude. That and Genesis Diamonds, they've been around for a long fucking time.
Genesis Diamonds, yeah.
So that's what, in my material I've been doing, like in this new hour, I make a joke where I'm like, "I fuck with trans women." I was like, "Not you OG bitches," because I call all the dudes in the room trans. Because like biologically speaking, every human embryo starts as a female embryo. So biologically speaking, according to science, every man is scientifically a transgendered person.
Yeah.
And so I make the joke that technically, if every man is trans, what that also means is, according to science, women are trans women are just returning to factory settings.
Yeah.
They're just hitting like the hard reset, like the little red button on the back of the DVR, and it just turns out that on human beings, that little red button's the prostate. Yeah,
that's
why you gotta push it in with something long and thin. But I'm like, I do this thing where I'm like, every dude in this
long
room.
And thin, Justin Ryan, that's
yeah. But when I start the bit, I'm like, so every thin. Dude in this fucking room is trans, and then I go around the room. I'm like, "You're trans, you're trans, you're trans, you're definitely trans, you're trans, you're trans," and then I always pick a dude out with a beard, and I'm like, "You're so trans. If you didn't have that beard on your face, I'd fuck it." And then I talk about when I talk about trans women. I'm like, "I fuck with trans women hard, just not you OG bitches." And then I have this thing where it's like, "I could never suck a dick because I, autism, ADHD, like I have a issue with like the concept of time. So I'll sometimes not realize, like I'll like be like, no, I took a shower, but that shower was 3 days ago. But my memory of it is today because I don't understand the concept of time." So I was like, "I can't suck a dick. Because I'm not gay enough to suck a dick because I'm barely gay enough to wash mine. So the thought of sucking a dick, I immediately assume it's unwashed and, you know what I mean?"
I'd imagine.
So,
yeah, but
and
it's
I was
a
like,
girl's dick, so it probably is clean.
It's probably very clean.
Probably very clean. But I was like, but I fuck with, like, post-op trans women. I fuck with those ladies hard. And I was like, "I haven't yet. I haven't been invited, but I'm waiting for my opportunity." So then I'm like,
"You keep telling that joke, it's coming, bro."
I know, but I'm like, when I tell the joke, I'm like, the day, if you got invited, if a trans woman offered you the opportunity to have sex with them, how could you turn that down? That would be like going to bike week in Daytona Beach and some guy in a 1%er vest comes over and is like, "Hey, you want to take my Harley Davidson for a spin?" And you're like, "Fuck yeah, dude, I get to ride a Harley Davidson." And then at the last second, they're like, "Just so you know, this ain't like a real Harley, it's a chopper." I don't give a shit what it's called. That's $80,000 in custom parts, all designed for a smooth and comfortable ride. We're about to burn rubber.
I love that.
Yeah, rubber is good. And it's been crushing, dude. Like literally all over Texas. I did a weekend in Tulsa, four shows in Tulsa with a bunch of fucking cowboys that all look like the fucking diabetes guy. And they fucking loved getting called trans.
They really did.
They Stop really did, feet. Dude.
All right. I'll see you lovely people.
Hey, go crush it, brother.
All right.
I'm going to try to do yes, it. Sir. I'll see you later.
I'll see you in a little bit.
Have fun with the Joker himself.
I got packed. Haven't packed.
Packing's the worst.
You pack before, like, are you like a pre-packer or are you a last-minute packer?
I'm a last-minute packer, but I don't know, the night before, I'm not going to put it in a bag, but I'll set it out.
You'll set it up.
And then I'll put it in a bag the day of, because if I put it in the night before, I'm going to open that bag a million times because I'm going to think I forgot something.
Talking about packing to go on the road?
Yeah.
Yeah, or just in general. Like, are you, ask him if he's like a pre-packer or a last-minute packer. I know which ones we are.
Yeah, I'm a combination. It kind of depends. Like, it depends on what's going on, but I like to get, like, my suitcases packed the night before, and then my backpack, which is normally, like, my laptop, tablet, stuff like that, like, I'll get everything, like, on charge the night before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then, travel day, I just have to put everything on my bag, roll up a couple cables, and then we're good to go.
Ready to roll. Yeah. But, yeah, like, you're doing the cables day up because you're like, I can't forget these sons of bitches.
Yeah. Right. Well, and also, like, the night before, like, I'll download, like, a couple episodes of something on my iPad for the plane.
Yeah.
Things like that. And so I'll put it on the charge so it's fully charged up for the flight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then when I grab it off the charger, I just go ahead and put it in airplane mode. I already have my shows downloaded. Put it in my bag.
Good to go.
Grab any chargers. Now I've got enough sets of chargers that I've got chargers that just stay in my bag now.
Travel chargers.
Yeah. Travel chargers.
They got their passport.
Yep.
Stamp. I, you ever been too high on a plane?
Oh, brother. Remember when California...
The worst place in the world to be too high?
It was right after California went full recreational. We had a vape expo there. Me and the owners of the vape store that sponsored me.
Dry Hit Mafia.
We rolled up and I did like a cloud contest and like...
I want to know so much about like the subculture world that is a cloud contest.
Imagine like EDM with no music. Or actually, imagine EDM but with clouds.
Yeah.
And no AC.
There's a lot of party drugs in the vape.
Yeah. Imagine EDM if everyone brought their own smoke machine.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah,
dude.
A lot of like from the moment you walk into the festival, you're high. People are fucking tripping on mushrooms.
They're just having a good time.
Yeah, dude, it's like Comic-Con, but for vapes.
What would you win?
Like the most vapes. Sometimes the most just prestigious prize was at the Las Vegas one. I never got to do it, but it's either 10K or 25K. I want to say it's 25K first place, 25K.
Yeah.
And sponsorships out the ass.
Sponsorships. That's crazy. There was a point in time where vape was like...
Yeah. This is
a real thing. We're going to turn this into the X Games. That's what they were trying to do.
There were teams.
All of the tobacco, like,
just
companies.
Just backing the fuck out of it.
Yeah. Like, well, like, the new tobacco companies backing the fuck out of it and being like, okay, we're transitioning from cigarettes to this kind of thing. So, yeah, just all of the hype. And then it... led us to this.
This is what
killed the OG vape industry.
Yeah, but the OG vape industry was never meant to last. No. It was always meant to get you to this.
Yeah. Evolution.
The way they lie, you can never, no one can look at that and be like, yeah, that's not made for kids. That's made for a kid to be like, I want that so bad.
This is
made for me. Tropical rainbow blast.
It lights up when you hit it. It gives you dopamine of lighting up colors.
They have vapes with video games on them now.
Fidget vapes.
Yeah. Fidget vapes. Video game vapes. Do you remember the Yahtzee, like the battery powered Yahtzee you could like play on the toilet when you were a kid?
I do.
They have those built into vapes now.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Mine's a sour fucking fab. So I don't think it's made
a good one.
For
but
a kid.
It's spelled.
Well, it's actually spelled different. It's sour, like
you're right.
Flucking or something.
Cooing.
Fucking.
Fucking.
Fucking. I don't know.
Maybe, sour fucking fab.
It's close.
I never got into it, just like nicotine as a whole. I chewed tobacco when I was like a little bit in high school.
Oh, I was hitting the cans hard in high school.
It was like chewing tobacco. Like, I didn't dip.
Oh, I dipped.
Dip fucked
you
me up.
You had like the long cut, like Red Man. Like
Levi Garrett.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I didn't dip in high school, but in the Army, I started dipping. Because, like, fire watches and things like that, when you're, like, pulling guard duties, like, they wake you up at, like, 4 in the morning, and they're like, hey, you're on guard duty from 4 to 6 a.m., and you're just, like, trying not to fall asleep, because if you fall asleep and somebody catches you, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're done.
Dude, you're fucked.
Done.
I started with, like, the skull pouches. the guy that was on guard duty with us, like, pop one of these in your lip and you'll stay awake.
Wait, yeah. Y'all got nicotine?
This wasn't basic. Oh. This was AIT.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
This was AIT, and the guy I was on watch with was a class ahead of me, so he already had, like, off-post privileges.
Yeah.
Plus, you could buy tobacco at, like, the on-base PX. So as soon as we got to AIT, we could go, like, the next day we were able to go to the little PX.
I don't think they let us have nicotine in AIT when I went through, but I was a few years after you.
Yeah. You were also in a shorter AIT.
Yeah, because I was a truck driver, so they were like, you know how to drive? Yep, you're going to drive that? Yep, all right.
Your AIT was what, like 6 weeks?
It was 6 or 8, one of the two. Yeah,
mine was 6 months.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
X-ray technician. So, like, the first...
That's kind of long.
The first, like... 5 weeks is all just, like, basic life-saving, like, triage, first aid, first responder shit.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's, like, another 3.5 months of, like, classwork and clinicals, like, where, like, we had to do, like, an entire week where we were going down to the, like, the morgue and, like, looking at, like, human bodies in different stages and, like, dissected. And different shit like that.
That's rough.
We had like a lab downstairs where we would all do like test X-rays on each other. Like there were no, they didn't have like they were
each other. No, they
weren't live X-rays.
Oh, okay, okay.
But basically, you would climb on the table and you would adjust the head like the light with the like the lines and shit on it, and then a teacher, an instructor would come by and be like, okay, you have to like. Make sure their knee is in this position, or you have things like that.
Gotcha.
Or like, oh, when you line it up, you have to change the angle on this because you're trying to shoot this image through here to look at this joint kind of thing. So those kinds of stuff. And then once we graduate from like the education portion of AIT, then we all get assigned to an Army hospital to go do clinical rotations for like another 4 months.
Yeah.
So I went to Fort Stewart in Georgia and worked at Wynn Army Hospital in their radiology department.
Gotcha.
And then basically had that, like, there's like a list of X-rays that you have to get like perfect images on.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get 3 of those. And like somebody has to sign off that you, like every time you did one.
Yeah.
So like, like there's like a cervical X-ray where you have to get like a shot like from under their throat and basically like up this way to get a specific angle of their cervical joint at the base of their skull.
Yeah, my buddy broke his.
Yeah.
Oh, and God. Then like
in the wall. Yeah.
And then like specific X-rays you have to do for like knee joints and specific X-rays for like feet and hands and all of that kind of stuff. So you have like 4 months basically to get all of those done. And then you also at the end, like the last like month or so, you spend a week in all of the X-ray specialty departments. So you spend a week doing like ER, like portable X-rays within the emergency room.
Yeah.
You spend a week in the MRI department. You spend a week doing like ultrasound. You spend a week doing CT.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty intensive AIT.
Yeah. And like I said, a lot of like...
That would suck. Like, it happened to my ex. If you got like 5 months, 5 months into AIT and you can't pass this one thing, you have to get... If you fail so many times, you have to get reclassed to a different job and start that school all over again.
That's wild.
Yeah, so it's like... It's the same thing as basic training, but it's like technical training.
Gotcha.
Right? Yeah. Basic training, like if you fail like the physical exam at like the end of basic training... Well, no, they'd recycle you.
Oh, yeah.
You actually have to fail basic training 3 times before the Army is like, you're just not cut out for this.
So if you decide you just don't want to be in the Army, you just fuck up basic training. Yeah. And they're just like, all right, you're done. Get out of here.
There's a few people that did that.
I would imagine that there are a few people.
We had a couple like that. We had a guy when I started basic that they put in our platoon who was on his second cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved him like 4 weeks in. They were like, you're not going to pass this cycle either.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're just going to start you over on the next cycle.
Yeah.
And then when we can fail you out of that cycle after like 3 weeks and just get you out of here.
That's
like one of those people is like, you have no effort, no, like you have no willpower, no anything. Like you're not, this isn't going to work.
You're not moldable.
You
didn't,
you're
not moldable. Exactly.
You don't want to do
this. It's like being uncoachable in sports.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, like this guy's uncoachable. He's not going to break. He's not going to get with the program.
You could be so like athletically talented and still get booted out for just not being moldable.
Being a cocksucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being a cocksucker. 100%. We call them Blue Falcons.
That's funny.
In the Army.
I forgot about that. That's crazy because Blue Falcon.
Blue Falcon is code for buddy fucker.
Yeah.
Well, Blue Falcon sounds cool as hell, though.
It does.
It sucks that it sounds so cool.
Yeah, but you don't want to be a buddy fucker.
No, I would imagine.
If you fuck up, everyone gets punished.
Yeah. I've seen Mulan. They all had to pick. They all had to pick the rice up.
Yeah, dude, they made a man out of Sydney.
Yeah. Mulan, what a great film.
Dude, what a great film.
That's one of my favorite Disney ones.
Yeah.
I think.
The soundtrack is
crazy. Yeah. The animated. The live action is good, but the animated is better than the live action.
Yeah.
Dude, Tarzan? Dude, Phil Collins murdered Tarzan.
Murdered.
He didn't have to go that hard.
It's I listen to Son of Man when I do curls at the gym. I love Phil Collins. I love that soundtrack so much.
What other movie? I mean, all across the board, but also what other Disney movie can honestly say that the soundtrack slaps harder than the film itself? Because Tarzan's a good movie.
Oh, it's a great
movie. But that album is.
Oh, it's up there.
That's hard.
It's so good.
I mean, Lion King has a sick soundtrack.
Yeah, but Lion King's so good.
The movie's so good.
Toy Story, dude. Randy Newman kills that, but Toy Story is also so freaking good. But so is Tarzan.
I feel like the soundtracks are
step above. But we can agree the Tarzan film is not on the level of like the Mulan film.
Yeah.
No. It's not up there.
Oh, I'm probably not.
No.
Mulan's fucking.
Yeah,
a story
I also
right
feel
there.
Like Tarzan suffered because like they were in the middle of like changing their animation style.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look the same as the other Disney movies.
Yeah, it's like very humanoid. It's like very. It's not like. It's like they're sharp.
Yeah. It's not as soft as like Hercules was.
Hercules great.
Hercules
great
fantastic.
Soundtrack.
Great soundtrack, but the film still slaps so hard.
The
like
film
Danny
is.
DeVito.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. Well, I mean, Eddie Murphy as the dragon.
As the dragon.
So
right.
good.
And then Eddie Murphy as Donkey.
Name a voice actor from Tarzan.
I couldn't.
It's the.
I can't.
His best monkey friend. It's a. Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Do you
it's
know what
someone
I mean?
That
the
we
others
know.
Gave us classics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Robin Williams is
Tom
the genie
Hanks.
In Aladdin.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Also, the guy whose name I never remember, but he's the short guy with the poisons from The Princess Bride as the dinosaur.
Billy Crystal?
No. My Dinner with Andre.
I don't know.
You guys
I think Billy Crystal is in one of those.
No, he's the really short, bald actor with like the face.
Yeah.
From Princess Bride, even if you've never
isn't
seen
he
the movie.
Isn't he the professor from Young Sheldon?
I haven't seen Young Sheldon. I haven't seen it. No, he's the, even if you haven't seen Princess Bride, you've seen like the meme or the gif of inconceivable.
Yeah. Yes, I know you're talking.
Inconceivable.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you're talking. And that is the professor from Young Sheldon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wallace Shawn. That guy?
Yes, Wallace Shawn.
100%. Yeah, the nicest guy in the world.
Sweetest man in the world. Yeah. Also, gotta watch Princess Bride.
I've seen it. I was just so long ago.
Yeah. My brain
he's like
deletes
the,
stuff.
He's like the guy in charge of the henchmen, like Andre the Giant and Mandy Patinkin.
Okay.
Up until like he gets rid of both of those dudes, and then it's just he's got the princess by himself. So he takes on the dread pirate Roberts, challenges him to a game of intellect. So he has poison. He poisons the cup, and then he swaps him around, and then he's like, "All right, you have to figure out which one is poison." Great scene.
Does he drink the poison?
Oh yeah. He ends up drinking the poison himself.
Right.
Damn.
Because he does the thing where he's like, you think I switched the cups. Or you think I would think that, so you think I switched the cups, and then I switched the cups again.
Yeah.
And he just does that, like, talks through the whole thing, and then he's like, aha, I've selected. It is this cup that does not have the poison. And then he drinks, and then he dies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
It's funny. Dude, that whole movie is insanely funny.
Hmm.
I can't remember.
Donny Osmond is Shane in Mulan.
Donny Osmond?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I know who's he does all the songs. I'm pretty sure he's the voice actor, too. He's the guy.
Who's in The Lion King? I think he was also in The Outsiders.
Everyone was in The Outsiders.
That's true.
That thing was there's like
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Who is he?
That's Simba. Yeah.
No, Simba.
Matthew Broderick.
That's the one I'm thinking
Matthew
of.
Broderick.
Simba was was he in? Simba was a black kid.
Oh, yeah. No. Simba was a black kid.
Yeah, he was. His name's like Marcus something. He was in a lot of stuff on Disney Channel. He was the guy from Smart Guy. He was Smart Guy's brother.
Okay. Yeah. No, Timon Smart and Pumbaa, Nathan Lane, and I can't remember the other actor, but Nathan Lane was Timon?
I could see Nathan Lane being Timon.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. He's probably... he's actually... he's Timon for sure.
Fuck, what was the... What's a Nathan Lane movie you would know?
Probably not many.
I know Nathan Lane in other movies. Like, I don't know a Nathan Lane movie. He was a Broadway guy.
Wasn't that the Disney movie where, like, they have the house or something?
Was he in Rat Race?
Who's Nathan Lane?
You'd know him if you saw. Have you seen Only Murders in the Building?
Yeah.
The deaf kid's dad. The guy they borrow the money from. The theater guy borrows the money from.
I've seen it, but it's so long. Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah. Okay.
No,
it's like Patton Oswalt.
Disney got us too used to having like an A-list celebrity comedian type. Yeah. As like a sidekick character, and then Tarzan, there were so many other changes that just, I love the movie, but it just didn't like connect with audiences the same way that all of the other Disney movies did.
I was writing a bit about how like the reason no one gives a shit about kids movies anymore is because the soundtracks suck. Like Free Willy had Michael Jackson just blowing that shit out.
That's crazy.
Dude. Phil Collins on Tarzan. Like, that's the reason, like, these new movies aren't hitting the same. It's because the fucking soundtrack's just, like, dog shit.
Yeah.
We need Post Malone to do the soundtrack to a Disney movie.
Dude, he did the Detective Pikachu movie, didn't he? Or was it just that one song that he did?
Ooh.
Might have just been the one song.
Maybe just the one song. Dude, Kendrick Lamar did the Black Panther soundtrack, and that slapped.
Kendrick was Friday night's headliner. Crazy. He did like 45 to a minute of all of his bangers. So he did like, I don't know, probably like 17 songs. But he would just do like a minute of all his old good shit. Everyone went crazy.
That's so sick.
We need more of that. We need that brought back.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get... Oh, dude. Okay. It really works. It's so true. Fucking Despicable Me. Great. Who did that? Pharrell fucking Williams.
Yeah.
The man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that fucking, the Fast and the Furious soundtrack, the one that after Paul Walker passed away.
Oh, God.
The one with Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
The fucking, it's been a long
Oh, that's sad,
day.
Dude.
Yeah. That whole soundtrack, friend. I feel like, slapped.
Yeah, it did. Also, one of my, like, all-time favorite movies, Gladiator. Hans Zimmer. Yeah, on the soundtrack.
Great.
I just listen to that randomly because it's so good.
Same thing with Star Wars. Dude, Hans Zimmer did John Williams. Mm-hmm. John Williams did Star Wars. Yeah.
Hans Zimmer's done a lot.
But Hans Zimmer, John Williams, the way they just compose for entire movies. Mm-hmm.
Orchestras
like
are
that.
Sick, dude.
Yeah.
Some of those are fucking sick.
I saw the Nashville Symphony does Led Zeppelin last year. So fucking badass.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see some shit like that.
I think they do it every year.
Mushrooms.
Well, I was. Talking about feet in the grass, brother. I was just chilling.
Dude. I want to get a bunch of comics together one year for like 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
And I want to take us all to Stone Mountain in Georgia.
I used to go as a kid, dude.
You know exactly what I'm talking
about.
The laser show.
The laser show.
So Stone Mountain, it's a giant mountain with like a almost smooth fucking cliff face down one side.
Okay.
So for big events on big weekends and stuff, they play a laser light show on the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
And 4th of July, they do a laser light show and then fireworks over the top of the mountain.
I wonder if they still do the same show. Like, when I was a kid, they literally, like, do you remember there was, like, a fucking horse and buggy that would go on top of the mountain?
I remember the horse and buggy. I remember the, like, the Uncle Sam that, like, puts the sunglasses on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So they've got to have the buggy.
Dude, that on mushrooms?
That's what I'm saying. Get a bunch of comics on mushrooms to go do that together and film it.
That whole little section is just a playground. You can go to Ruby Falls on mushrooms. Dopest shit ever.
Yeah.
We could film
until they play the
fucking. We could literally plan a weekend and take like a group of comics with us and literally go do that. Do like
make it camp.
Stone Mountain,
Lookout
Ruby
Mountain.
Ruby Falls, Lookout Mountain, and dope literally shit. Film like 5 different episodes of Adventures with Captain Autism.
That would be sick.
It'd be real fun, dude.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Smack the Ocoee while you're down there, dude.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
White water rafting, brother.
Ooh. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I love white water.
It rocks.
Yeah, it rips.
It's the best
shit. It rocks. That's hilarious. Yeah. That's.
I do love that shit.
I remember the first time I did it, we went to Colorado, and I had never been.
Dude, people die out there. The water's so cold.
Yeah, I'd never been in water like that. And then at one point, they invited us to. We were in like a calm part, and they're like, if anyone wants to jump in, you can.
Yeah.
And me being me, I was like, shoot. Boop. And they said when I popped back to the surface, my eyes were so big. I was like, I'm gonna get me out. I like went into shock almost.
You cold plunged,
it was
dude.
So
except weird. For instead of like 40 degrees, you went like 15 degrees.
Yeah.
Negative 15 degrees.
There's places where it's like if you fall out, dude, like you could die.
That's
if they because they can't get you in time.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I've never been whitewater rafting.
So much
but
fun.
Golden Retriever energy, dude. You fucking put me in a life vest and I'm out there to have a good time.
The Ocoee is fun, dude. You just got to remember to get on your back. If you fall out and it's bad water, just get on your back.
Yeah. Right. Dude, I float like a motherfucker.
I'm buoyant.
And I can fucking float like this. I don't have to have my arms out. I know how to float like this so I can keep my head from hitting rocks and just fucking flip over and. Let's go, folks.
They put a damn helmet on you and everything.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
him gonna need a helmet.
I feel like we just keep coming up with ways. We're like, what if this happened and it cured him? What if he hit the rock and he was just like, whoa, dude.
Yeah, you and autism speaks. Both of you are just kind of being like, how can we cure him?
That's funny.
Oh, that's crazy.
The Ocoee does rock.
What's up?
The Ocoee does rock.
Yeah, is that the name of the river?
Chattanooga as a whole fucking rocks, man.
Chattanooga is very fun, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, my parents, like, being from Florida, when they got married, they honeymooned in Chattanooga.
That's dope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said my dad was a maintenance man for Hilton. So they stayed at the Hilton Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Hell yeah.
Or the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hilton for free. For their honeymoon, and then like explored like the Smokies and did all the mountain
that's
shit.
Great aquarium, world's fastest Wi-Fi apparently, or at least in America. It's
really?
Free, yeah, free Wi-Fi all the way, all like in the streets, fastest in there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Chattanooga's doing big things, man.
Some more shit in Chattanooga.
Yeah, I need to go to Chattanooga.
Yeah, the Chattanooga rock.
Doesn't Alan Jackson down there? Right? Doesn't Alan Jackson have a song about Chattanooga?
The Chattahoochee, the Chattanooga River.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
We laid rubber on a Georgia asphalt. Got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
Is it a Chattanooga River? Does Chattanooga have a river?
No, it's the Chattahoochee.
Is that actually what it's called? I thought he was just being a cool country.
I thought
there is an actual Chattahoochee River that runs, I think it's that same river.
Because
it runs down like from Chattahoochee
it turns
into Georgia.
Huh.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought he was making, I thought it was just a cool
word. I thought it just rhymed with Hoochie's Coochie.
Yeah. I didn't know
that. Does it even say Cooch? No, it says a Hoochie Coochie.
That is Hoochie. Yeah. It gets hotter than a Hoochie Coochie.
It's hot.
What? Ivory texted me.
Yeah.
He said, dog, I fucked up about a 2,000 seat circus tent full of juggalos last night opening for Big J Okerson.
That's awesome.
Because they did the gathering of juggalos. Yes. My buddy opened for Big J at the Gathering of Juggalos.
And he Juggalos is
either going to be the best crowd ever or the worst crowd ever.
No in between.
No, they're going to hate you or they're going to fuck with you.
My favorite, one of my favorite bits from, do you guys know Joe DeRosa?
Yeah.
Joe DeRosa has a bit about performing at the Gathering of Juggalos and how they picked him up from the airport in like a panel van with blacked out windows. And then they opened the sliding door. His seat was just a milk crate with a bungee cord. And he's like, oh, they're going to take me out to the woods and rape me.
Yeah.
And then like he got out there and his show wasn't going great. There was like a drunk lady in like full face makeup, like heckling him.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally was just like, shut the fuck up, lady. And the whole audience just starts chanting, family, 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 family. And he thought he was going to get murdered.
That's crazy.
But instead, they invited him back the next year and paid him double.
That's awesome.
Dude, Big J probably fucking kills.
Yeah, dude. Big that's J. his crowd.
Ripped out there. Yeah.
Big J's so cool, man.
Dude, he is cool. And he's also like a genuine like sweetheart of a person. Yeah. He's very cool. I'm supposed to, I'm going to do the bonfire with him.
That's awesome.
That's going to rip.
September 17th.
Bobby Kelly. So. Fucking awesome. Dude,
I love Bobby Kelly.
Bobby Kelly's hilarious.
Bobby Kelly is hilarious. I did the Kid Rock comedy jam at the Ryman back in April.
Yeah, yeah.
For National Comedy Festival. And it was me, Dusty Slay, Chris Porter, Bobby Kelly, Big J.
Stacked.
Just stacked lineup. And I'd met Big J before then, like doing stuff with Bert. And just we all got to talking. Bobby was so nice and so funny. And then they invited me to do their crowd work show at Zany's.
Oh, that's sick.
So I did that with them. And it was like Big J on stage. And then Bobby was in the audience, like going around and finding people to roast.
That's funny.
Because it was called like, What's Your Fucking Deal?
Yeah.
and when I went on, Bobby was taking so long trying to get to somebody that I just started roasting Bobby. It was so much fucking fun.
That's awesome.
Dude, I was just having a blast. They're just both really sweet guys and super fun.
That's awesome. The coolest thing about comedy is like, it really is, I think, more cool guys than not once you get to like a certain area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is like good people. You know, like everyone's a little fucked up, but you get to be a little fucked up so you can be a good person in normal life.
Well, yeah. And also like we all, in a lot of ways, we tend to be fucked up similarly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or maybe not fucked up in the same ways, but being fucked up has fucked us up in the same way that it's like we all, even if it's not the way we perform on stage, we all have that fucked up sense of humor and we all laugh at really dark shit.
Right. Yeah.
And so the shit that we all get to like say to each other is super fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know?
The
off the record shit where like it's cool like being part of a community where it feels like you have like inside jokes.
Right.
With people just because of that. And it's like being behind the curtain of something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It feels like, I don't know. It feels very cool.
It's
like,
sick.
Yeah. It feels like being in the Illuminati, I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, we know something the world doesn't.
Yeah. It's like a brotherhood. And I like that.
Yeah. Like, dude, like hanging out in green rooms and like when you hear clean comics drop F-bombs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
mean? Sometimes it's like, they're the dirtiest motherfuckers.
Yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah. It's the best.
Clean comedy. What a fucking skill, dude.
Yeah.
What a skill.
Yeah, I can't do it just because I have a hard time editing myself.
Yeah.
Because my brain's going so fast. And I just, it's part of my natural speech pattern. So it's just, I can't edit that. It would be like trying to do clean comedy is like the same as like somebody trying to tell me to stand still.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, like I can force myself to do it, but it's going to change everything else about me.
Yeah.
It's gonna,
you know, wild. I'm going to mentally check the fuck out.
Yeah.
So just to me, I'm not as good when I'm trying to be clean. So I just don't try.
Yeah.
People who can do it, fucking, that's a talent. That's right. A skill.
Especially, I like the ones where you don't realize it's clean.
Yeah.
You don't realize that you're like watching clean comedy. It's just
Nate's really good at that.
Yeah, Nate's just the phenomenal at it.
He's just the guy.
Veluto's good at it.
Veluto's very good at it. Yeah. Veluto's, I like the Veluto can do both.
Yeah.
Same thing with Jake. Jake's very good at being clean and can do both.
Yeah. Killer.
We got some really good comics here, clean comics in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's about, I mean, maybe because it's like a Nate cultivated, like, you know, he's a Nashville guy, maybe drew people to Nashville, but we've got
it definitely drew more clean comics to Nashville, but I think also because Nashville is one of those cities that, even though it's like a city and kind of a party town, it's mm-hmm. also kind of a family
city. It is, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's one of the, it's a
city,
southern
enough to where it is still like a very family aspect to it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a city, but it's also, it's one of those cities that's got a bunch of those like suburbs around it and people raise families here. So it makes sense for clean comedy. Like,
yeah.
You know, like clean comedy doesn't make sense in Los Angeles. It doesn't make sense in... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Like
New York. Austin.
Or Austin or like wild places.
Yeah.
And Nashville has a wild side, but it's also still, like you said, very southern, very Christian family 100%. And faith-based.
Bible belt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just a dog. Nate's just an absolute dog.
Nate's a dog.
Yeah.
I was listening to his shit on like Pandora with ads. Like in high school, just like the son of a magician. I didn't know who he was, you know. It was just like fucking the funniest shit I'd ever heard in my life.
There's an outside chance.
That's household name you get on Netflix, dude.
Yeah.
Little rip.
Yeah.
Do you do two? Do like a 7:30 and 9:30?
Yeah, we're gonna do two shows in a night.
Yeah.
It's the Gramercy, I think, is 330 seats, and depending on how we like stage it, because the way we are talking about it, he wants to do a thrust like off the front of the stage.
Yeah.
So maybe like 315 by the time we like take a couple seats out, or you know, maybe a little, maybe 300, let's say, by the time we take seats out for cameras and all of that shit.
Yeah.
I've been selling out 300 seat venues.
Yeah.
Wise Guys in Salt Lake is a 500 seat venue.
That's crazy.
I sold that out in 2 weeks.
Sold it
out. A 500 seat comedy club is wild.
Dude, that Wise Guys is nuts.
The Wise Guys
in downtown Salt Lake.
Yeah.
It's got like a balcony that wraps around.
Those Mormons want it too, don't they? They want you to come in there and give them something they're not allowed to fucking listen to.
Dude, I said something about Mormons while I was there, and I don't remember what it was. I don't know if I posted it either. I may need to go back and look at that show.
They just want to drink Coca-Cola and fucking laugh.
Yeah, but I said something about, like, I was like, about polyamory. Mm-hmm. It's like all the Mormons came out here because they're like, we got to move to the desert and be polyamorous, and now we've got that on both coasts.
Yeah, y'all can leave. You don't have to be pale.
You don't have to be pale.
You can go. You spent your 40 years in the desert. You can go.
Yeah.
Speaking of going,
that's our episode. We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
But also, I'm going on the road. Dude, actually, tonight, this episode comes out on the 21st. So tonight, I'm in Fort Collins, Colorado. But as of last night, that show only had 4 tickets left. So, sorry. You're not going to be able to make
it. Who knows?
You got to buy your tickets sooner, people.
Yes, buy them faster. So tomorrow night, I'm in Denver at the Denver Improv, which may also already be sold out. So come and see me on the road in California, because September 1st, I am in San Jose, California. September 3rd, I'm in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Improv. September 4th. I am in Ontario, California, September 5th, Irvine, and September 8th, San Diego at Mic Drop Comedy. So come see me on the road. Tickets at ajwilkerson.com. I have tickets on the East Coast all throughout the rest of the year, all through December. So go check out the website, ajwilkerson.com, and get your tickets to where your city now, because they will sell out by the time the show gets close. Dude, that's where we're on now. That's so go get those tickets at ajwilkerson.com. Also, you can get bonus footage of every episode of our podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/ Tardation Nation. See you next week in the Tard Yard.
You want to shout your socials?
Yes.
Yeah, Justin Wagner Comedy, dude.
At Sydney Stevens Comedy. Thanks for coming out. Also, check out at Flop Sweat Comedy and at Kyler Finney Comedy.
It is very fun.
Yes.
What in tarnation?